Again, out of the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter. Now began at verse 11 and read through verse 15. The Bible reads this morning, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Yes. Supporting scripture this morning coming from 23rd division of Psalms in 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes. I shall not want. The basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. The undenied love of the good shepherd. The undenied love of the good shepherd. Hallelujah. I was blessed to go to a banquet on yesterday, and I didn't feel like being there, but I went because when you got a friend, you need to try to be a friend. So God blessed us in those endeavors, and Bishop Hargrave did such a masterful job on yesterday. And I was there as a guest, but it seemed like the message was just for me. And so I was just so thankful to be in his presence and to hear the word of God. Every preacher needs to be preached to. And so I'm thankful to God. And I got home and Sophie followed me like she was my shadow. She asked me, you going to try to preach in the morning? I said, well, I want to. She looked at me like, you got to be kidding. Then she thought about the message, and she said, but after hearing that message, I feel like I would be robbing God to try to talk you out of it. And so I'm here this morning. I'm going to do what God will allow and not going to mess around and not going to do a whole lot of ad-libbing. But I will just share with you a message. I shared with her. I said, well, God had already gave me a message. And then the young lady got up and said something in the closing that tied right in. And that gave me confirmation that I was on point where I was going. So I want to preach. Now, I also thought about I hadn't called any of all this good help I got. But I don't know whether they've been listening or whether they're hard-headed or not. They are instructed to bring a message with them. You got to be ye also ready at any given time. For even though sometimes you may be up and you may be healthy, you still don't know what could happen in the midst of a moment. And so I'm so thankful to be in the midst of a people that love God and love me, and we've tried to do what God will allow us to do, and God is blessed here at Fowles Chapel now. Amen. We got to be about our Father's business. We got to sort of turn up the light, our individual lights, and let our light shine a little bit more and do a little more outreach and sort of pull some of our stray members back into the sheepfold. We got to let them know that they are missed. We got to let them know that they are loved. And you know, I found out a long time ago that I can't do it all by myself. But God has blessed us. And so we got to be a help to the ministry. We got to be a help to building up God's kingdom. And so today, as we share this word of God, it theme says the undenied love of the good shepherd. And I know that it's nothing but his grace and his mercy this morning that allows me strength enough to stand and to be able to believe that God will do just what he said. For God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. He said, in your weakness, I will make you strong. So I'm thankful to God because it's all about the love of God. It's all about the love that we all receive from the Good Shepherd. I can say a whole lot about self, but I'm not the only one in here going through or been through. So that makes you witnesses this morning that when you've been down and out, God has still been right there. When the enemy has caused situations and circumstances that was beyond your control to step into your household, God has still been right there. When the devil thought he had you down and he thought that you wasn't going to get back up, somehow in some way, God brought you through. I can look around in the room this morning, and even though we got some that are not here, I see several of those that have gone through it, and I've been encouraged by Sister Mary Ricks over there. That's a go-getter. She's short in stature, but that woman can be down, and she trusts the power of God to the degree that she always come bouncing right back. And so that gives me encouragement to know that God will do what you ask him to do. Sister Mary's sitting over there, that beautiful woman of God, and going through and beginning to break, but she's not broken. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God is still standing right by her side. Brother L.G. Williams sitting up on the upper side. We thought the devil thought he had him and thought he would have been gone by now, but he's still standing in the power of a loving God. So, you know, you got to know somebody. You got to know that there are other folk that have gone through. And if you take the time out of your busy schedule sometime to go by and check on some of those that are going through and to know that God is still right there with them. And I guarantee you that a lot of times when you go and see them, they will encourage you to the point to make you feel like going on. That's one thing I love about the missionary part of our ministry is because when you go and try to be a blessing, God blesses you back in return. And it gives us such encouragement to know that he is a God, and he's a God that blesses us on a daily basis. As we talk this morning about the Good Shepherd, let us first of all be clear that every pastor who watches over a flock, no matter how large or how small, that we are just servants of the Most High God. And the correct term is that we are not the shepherd, we are the under-shepherd. Because we serve a higher power, we've been commissioned, we've been called, and there have been bodies that have been applied to our hand and to our watch. And so you got to be careful when God gives you responsibility to take care of your watch. You can't rather sit around and wallow in self-pity just because you are going through. There are times that you are going through, but your brother, your sister may be going through as well. And so they need an encouraging hand. They need to know that God is still right there by their side. So it's good sometimes to just reach out and to let somebody know that you don't go through this all by yourself. When we become members of a missionary Baptist church, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God, then we are saying that we are in this thing together. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. But you know, I find this morning that we are living in a time today where people are so caught up into titles. You got a title, you think that you're all of that. You got a title, then you want somebody to humble themselves down to you. But you got to understand, it doesn't matter what your title might be. You know, there are those that feel like if they don't say Reverend Cade, that they've given me disrespect. But I've been John Willie all my life. So it don't bother me whether you address me as Reverend Cade, Pastor Cade, John Willie, John, or Willie. I've been Lil Willie, I've been Sasha Hall, thanks to Sister Park's husband. And I was a young boy, he came by the house on many occasions, and I never could understand why he called me Sasha Hall. What a name is that? I love sausage, but I don't eat that much sausage. But one thing about it, it was said in love. He was a man that loved children. And so I'm so thankful to have known him and thankful to have been in his midst. So when we get caught up in these titles, there are those now. We have reverends and pastors and ministers and elders and apostles and overseers. And let us not forget the bishop. Yes. Everybody want to be a bishop now. But now when you get to the bottom line, we all doing the same thing. It doesn't matter how you address the matter. If you're doing what God has called you to do, if you're watching over the flock that God has entrusted to your hand, it's the same job. So sadly, there are too many of us doing the thing that are not doing the thing that we should be doing as under shepherds. But we want to be lifted up on a pedestal. We want somebody to think that we are important. And I guarantee you there's some folk that if you don't address them in the manner that they want to be addressed, they'll look at you kind of funny. Some of them will start even acting a little bit funny. They act like you don't know who I am. And I began to wonder sometimes how you jump from one title to another title and you're still doing the same thing. Now, you may have gotten another degree, but that unless you got a doctorate degree, now I can see you going to a doctorate, but just because you decided that you read in the Bible somewhere that you are an apostle now, how is it that you changed channels so much? Folk are confused. They don't know who you are no more. I grew up in the Missionary Baptist Church, and in the Baptist Church, we didn't deal with bishops. We didn't have bishops, but now we got bishops. And it amazes me that some intelligent men that have more education than I got, they'd rather be called bishop such and such than to be called pastor, whoever he or she may be. But that's them. That's not my business. Excuse me, if you please. You know what I'm talking about. You see it and you hear it every day. Everybody want to feel important. You that important, do your job. Most of those that want to be sitting so high, they don't have time to realize that where much is given, much is required. And that don't mean because you got the big head now, you got to forget about the little folk. I thank God I belong to the good shepherd. Bible declares in Paul's writing to the Corinthians in 9:19, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Too many of us have taken it out of context and we want to be served instead of to serve. We want everybody to bow at our feet. We want everybody to treat us like we're gold. But if you don't serve nobody, why should they serve you? Amen. Guess I could pat myself on the back because I got some folk that are jealous of me. You know why they're jealous? Because the way y'all love me. That they're jealous because you take care of me. They jealous because if you see something going on, you know your shepherd well enough to know he ain't walking right today. That's right. I was at a funeral on Monday and I sat there and I did what they asked me to do. But on my way out, I was about to pass out in the floor. Right. Brother Gill was standing back there and he knew his pastor. Knew that I wasn't walking right, and as soon as he could get to me, he grabbed me by the hand, and JR grabbed me by the other arm, and they made sure that I go and sit down somewhere until JR could get the car and pick me up. Now, I thank God for Brother Gear. Brother Gear said, go out there and tell that police officer that my pastor got to get out of here, and they got to get this car through here so they can get him out of here. It's good to have somebody in your corner. It's good to have somebody to know you now. If you don't treat folk like nobody, then folk ain't going to treat you like nothing. I may have been down and out, but I should still hear. I don't take my blessings for granted. They've been bringing me for more food than I can eat. I'm so thankful to be an under shepherd. Still got my head on right. Realize that it's all about kingdom building. We need to know that we need a spirit of humbleness and conviction that we're going to do what the Lord God say do. There are those of us that are striving and trying to do God's will, and we're reminded of the fact that God is good all the time. God is a God that is full of love and he's full of mercy. And we receive all of that love from the good shepherd. If it had not been for the shepherd, then where would any of us be this morning? Our supporting text that is known and repeated worldwide from our youth up, we were taught the comfort and the strength that we get from the 23rd division of Psalms. We find it easy to bless out the words, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Anybody in here ever said that? You ever said it when you wasn't in church? You ever said it when you were just going along, you were talking to somebody, you were thinking about where your blessings come from, or you were trying to let somebody know that everything you got come from the Lord? Come to tell you something else this morning, everything God gave you, you're going to leave it here. Don't care how precious it is to you, it's just here for a temporary time. I wonder, do we really understand what we are saying when we say that the Lord is my shepherd? See, I found out that when you call him your shepherd, you are addressing God in a personal way. If you understand that in scripture that we are likened unto sheep, and I read that all of that great day of gathering, that the sheep would be on the right side and the goats would be on the left. You a sheep or you a goat this morning? The only way that can be determined is by the life that you live. We know that the shepherd watches over and cares for the sheep. But are we aware of the fact that sheep are not very intelligent animals? We think that we know everything, but sheep don't even have sense enough to find their own food and their own water. Sheep are dependent on the shepherd to not only watch over them, but to take care of them. Sheep are very timid kind of animals. Sheep are so crazy that if they get on their back, Charles, I read that they ain't got sense enough to get back up on their own legs. Got to wait on the shepherd to come and turn them over and let them know that everything going to be all right. The Bible declared through the words of Isaiah that we like sheep have all gone astray and everyone have turned to his own way. Anybody in here realize that you hadn't always done what the Lord God wants you to do? It's a good thing to call yourself a sheep if you're on the right side, and it's a good thing to know that you are sheep of the power of a loving God. But you know how we like to be so intelligent? You don't want to be called a dumb animal. I'm just telling you what the word says. Sheep ain't got sense enough to stay with the flock. Always one that got to try to slide out and do his own thing. Get out there and can't find his way back to the flock. But I'm glad I'm a sheep. I got somebody that is watching over me. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." So as long as I got the shepherd, anything that I want, God is going to supply. Now, being a sheep, since I don't have sense enough to find my own meal, David said that he's making me to lie down in green pastures. And he lead me beside the still waters, because when the sheep get thirsty, if the water is too rough, the sheep too scared to take a drink. But the shepherd leads you in the right direction where there's calm waters and everything is going to be all right. Now, how many of you know that there are a whole lot of us think that the grass is greener on the other side? But you got to know how to get on the other side. You can't get on the other side all by yourself. There are times when somebody got to lead you. So I thank God for the leadership of the shepherd. Now, another thing that David stresses here is that he restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, the shepherd knows that every now and again, that old body of yours going to go through some changes. Your eyes don't have to wait until you get old to get dim. There's some young folk that can't see as good as old folk. But God has a way of restoring your sight. God has a way of giving back everything that the enemy thought that he took for you. And then the Bible declares that it's not for your sake, but it's for his name's sake. Now, another thing that I really love about that fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for that lets me know that the shepherd, the good shepherd, he watches over me in those dangerous places. Because the Bible declared that I read the Sunday school lesson. It said that sometimes when the weather got ready to change and the sheep had to be transferred from one pasture to another pasture, sometimes they had to go down through the crooks of the valley. You get down there in the valley and you know the sheep all crazy and scared and they can't see nothing. And when the shadow is there and they can't see what's going on, sheep get scared. Wonder why they're bumping up all on one another. Everybody trying to get a little bit of protection. Yeah. You ever found out that that individual that are walking with you, if you hear a loud sound, they run just as fast as you run. You're not careful, they'll leave you right behind. Why you think that when things go on in the mall and things happen in places that everybody's trampling over one another because sheep are scared folk. You all big and you're bad until something really happens. Then you see the power of the sheep. Sheep start crumbling up. Sheep start acting like they don't have no help. But if you got the good shepherd, a good shepherd will take out his rod and his staff and he'll fight your battle for you. Ha! Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Anybody ever had the Lord to fight your battle? Anybody done got to a place in life you don't have to cuss nobody out? All you got to do is just love them. I almost said the wrong thing right there. Oh, I thank God for the good shepherd. We got children in the house this morning. You got to love folk when they don't treat you right. Got to know that no matter what they call you, you are who God called you to be. You got to know that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Because as you walk down through the valley, God will be right there. God knows that in this old life that we're living, you got some haters all around you. Got some folk that don't like it because you're blessed like that. But the Bible declared that the shepherd will prepare a table before you, even in the presence of your enemy. Isn't it good to know that your enemy don't have no power? All you got to do is just keep on walking right. Keep on trusting the power of a loving God. For the Bible declared that he prepares a place for you. He anoints your head with oil, and then sometime he'll fill you with so much joy that your cup would run over. See, I found out that that oil have a healing process. Every now and again when you got a wound in your body, that shepherd gets down and he began to take care of your aches and your pains. I found out that the sheep sometimes they don't like pesky animals. Don't like when the flies get all over them. But they got a shepherd that will wipe them down in mighty power of oil and make everything all right. I thank God that the shepherd will always be right there. For you got the confidence where he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So I just stop by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that is good all the time. I serve a God that loves me so much that his love went beyond measure. For in John 3:16, I found out just how much the good shepherd loved me. For the Lord said, for you trust in the power of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is there anybody glad this morning to know that God is right there by your side? I thank my God this morning, for the Bible declared that he is the shepherd. And he stands right there at the door. And ain't nobody getting in unless they're a thief and the robber. Unless you go in by the shepherd, you are just like a thief or a robber. But I thank my God this morning that all I have to do is let the Lord call my name. Everything is going to be all right. I found out through the word of God that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave up his life for his sheep. He laid down his life a long time ago. I'm so glad this morning that I'm not just a hireling. See, there's some shepherds that all they want is a paycheck. There's some shepherds that all they want is somebody to bow down to them. But I'm so glad this morning that I don't mind going and see the sick. I don't mind taking care of my own. I don't mind being in the place where God wants me to be. I want to know, is there anybody in the house know anything about the good shepherd? Anything to know that I am the good shepherd. And the Bible say, I know my sheep, and my sheep know that I'm theirs. For when you hear the power of the shepherd, the Bible say the sheep know the shepherd's voice. You ought to be able to recognize when you hear the name and the power of God. Have you heard the Lord call your name every now and again? You ought to be able to call on the name of Jesus. You ought to be able to tell the devil that he's a liar. I thank God for the shepherd. I thank God that he is the good shepherd. I know that he is the love of my Father. I thank God that he laid down his life. See, I could have been dead and on my way to hell, but the good shepherd looked beyond my fault. The good shepherd made a way out of no way. I've been laying around with pain all in my body, but I talked to the good shepherd, and he said, everything is going to be all right. He said, walk with me and I'll walk with you. He said, open up your mouth and I'll speak for you. Is there anybody in the house that know anything about the power of the good shepherd? I just stopped by Fowl Chapel one more time, and they said there's no love denied when you think about the good shepherd, for he loved you more than you love yourself. Anybody glad that he went to Calvary's Hill? They stretched him high and they stretched him out wide. For you he bled and he died. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. I thank my God for being a God of yesterday. I thank God that he's a God of today. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I can say on a personal note that the Lord is my shepherd. Where are my witnesses at? Who know God as your shepherd? Who know that the Lord watches over you? How many of you know that God is walking right there with you? How many of you know that he'll do what you need him to do? Is there anybody got a praise on your lip? Anybody got joy down in your heart? Anybody come to praise the Lord? I come to give my God praise. I come to tell God thank you. I want to thank my God for another opportunity to stand. I am a product, oh my God, I am a product of the good shepherd. Undenied love, unconditional love, love that goes beyond measure. All you got to do is trust God and know that God will be right there for you. The undenied love of the good shepherd. He's mighty good. And he's still doing great things. So many times as I wrestled on yesterday, I said, Lord, I keep on praying and I keep on trusting, but my body is just hurting so bad. But God, I want to preach in the morning. I want to do what you call me to do. Don't tell me God don't answer prayer. You got to trust him, folks. You got to know that he is the good shepherd. And if you are his sheep, if you plan to get through the gate, you got to know that the only way to get there, Jesus said, you got to come by me. I know who you are. I know where you've been, what you've done. But I am the good shepherd. I laid down my life for your foolishness. I laid down my life because you didn't have sense enough to understand that because I'm the good shepherd, There's so much compassion. There's so much that I want to show you that I'm willing to do for you. Will a man lay down his life for his friends?